Excuse me. Excuse me. Hi. Do you think you could maybe turn your music down a bit? It's just hard to concentrate with all the guitar and drums and shit. Thanks. Oh my god. Hey, dude! Did you seriously just turn your music up? What is your fucking problem? I get that you like your music loud, but you're in the university library, so turn it the fuck down. Now. Make you. What was that? How about I make you a deal? You turn your music down so we can both hear ourselves fucking think, and I won't have to hurt you. Oh, I am deadly serious. What, you just think because I'm a girl I can't beat you up? I mean, dude, look at yourself. You've barely got a muscle on you. You think you'll win because you're taller than me? Stand up. Go on. Oh, look. We're the same height. You still think you'd win? Seriously? How could you possibly win? I'm stronger, and I've actually done martial arts. So how do you plan on winning in a fight? A surprise? That's a cop-out if I ever heard one. All right, then. Meet me at the gym in 2 hours. And we'll have a bit of a scrap and see who wins then. All right. Now, piss off and let me work. Last chance to back out. No? Alright, your funeral. You ready? Alright, let's go. What are you... So, your big secret move was to try and tickle me? Really? I guess it isn't that dumb. What the... Get off you. No, not just yet. I have demands to negotiate. Well... For starters, no more loud music in the library. Not done yet, mister. Second, I want you to say I won. Yeah, we both know I did, but I want to hear you say it. Sorry, I didn't quite catch that. Oh, such a gracious loser. Just one more thing, a question. Why antagonize me and pick a fight that you were clearly going to lose? Yeah, you were clearly going to lose. Don't even try and change the fucking subject. Answer the question. Really? You thought I was cute? Bullshit. There's no way you got into a fight with me because you were trying to flirt. My god, you're blushing. Holy fuck, you're being serious. Get off. No, not yet. I'm thinking. Well, about this whole you being into me thing. What do you mean, why? Well, on the one hand... Your go-to flirting tactic was to pick a fight. But it was pretty creative. And honestly, it was a lot of fun taking you down. I'm serious. Also, the blushing. Fucking adorable. All right. I've got a new deal for you. And I think you're gonna like it. Well, since I'm so pumped up and you're ever so adorable, I'm thinking we should go back to my place and fuck. Yeah, I'm serious. I don't care if you haven't had a lot of practice. I still want to fuck you. What's the matter? Cat got your tongue? just not if you're in. Great. Come on, let's go. Here we are. You can just dump your shit wherever. Are you okay? You just look super nervous, is all. Oh, shit. When you said you hadn't had a lot of practice, you meant no practice, didn't you? Hey, calm down. It's okay. Yes, it's okay. Everyone has to have their first time at some point. You just got there a little bit slower. You sure you want to do this? I don't want to make you do anything you don't actually feel comfortable with. It doesn't matter what I want. If you don't want to, it's not happening. Yeah? Okay. Let's just start with the basics. Like some kissing. And we'll see how things go from there. Okay, just don't worry, I'll take the lead on it. You can just be passive and join in when you're feeling it. Have you kissed a lot of girls before? No? Oh, it's just that you're pretty good at it. Oh my god, you're blushing again. But when I kiss your cheek, it's so delightfully warm. Why wouldn't I mention it? No, you'd rather have my mouth here. Now, what I'm gonna do next is what they call French kissing. And I want you to start by just being nice and passive for me, okay? And I'm gonna fuck your mouth with my tongue. And then... I just want you to suck on it. Good boy. Now, stick your tongue in my mouth and I'll suck on it. See? You're a fast learner. Now, do you mind if I take your shirt off? Great. Oh, well, you are... Wow. Yeah, I'm serious. So what if you aren't muscular? Honestly, I prefer what you've got going on. No, I'm not just saying that. I'm not as into muscular guys. I mean, they're a little harder to throw down on the floor and just completely physically dominate. And, oh, well, I can, like, you know, kind of be the bossy one in other dominating ways. It's not quite as good as when I can just really take you the fuck down and, well, you know it. Oh, I'm sorry. Is that going a little too far for you? I forgot. You kissed so good. I forgot this is your first time. I'll try and pull it back a little, okay? Aw, I know I don't have to. But I do want to take things a little bit slow for this first time. And if I didn't like all that you've got going on, I wouldn't be here with you now, would I? See? I'm right. Get used to it. As usual, I'm... Now, can we get back on track, please? What's that? Take off my shirt? The nerve. Only if you say please. Good boy. Like what you see? No, I wasn't wearing a bra. Dude, they're small enough that I can get away with that sometimes. And, like, I'm a tomboy. I don't need to, like, be pushing up all the cleavage to just go strut around town with my titties bouncing. Yeah. Yeah, you can touch them if you want. Ah, son of a bitch! Your hands are so cold, dude. Hey, it's not your fault. We just need to warm them up a bit. You made my nipples go all hard with that little sudden burst of cold. So rude. Let me see your hand. Now warm it in mine. Actually, I'll tell you a little secret. Sometimes I really like cold hands in some special places. There you go. Now, just, you know, touch them. Alright, so you start by, like, kind of cupping them like this. See how I'm doing it? Now you. Yeah, I know it angles a little bit differently, but come on. Oh, there you go. Now just try running your thumbs over my nipples. Yeah. Just like that. Well, now someone is very happy to see me. Do you mind if I, great. It's gonna get you out of there. God, you are so hard. I think I'll start with my hands, okay? Tell me if you're getting too close. We don't want this ending yet, do we? Mm. Is that a good speed for you? A little slower? Sure thing. I don't think I've ever seen anyone this hard before. Oh, don't worry. It's a good thing. It means you appreciate what I'm doing. I'm gonna start using my mouth a bit now, okay? Hold on to the couch if you need to. You taste so fucking good. Yeah, different guys too taste different. I think it's mostly a diet thing, though. Hygiene plays a part. Like, if you're gonna come see me again sometime and... You wanna come see me again sometime, right? Yeah, I thought so. Take a fucking shower first and scrub your dick really good if you want me to bring my mouth near it. I like how fast you nod. That's a good boy. But, if you eat pineapple, it makes your cum taste a bit like, no, not pineapple, but sweeter and better. Yeah, I guess I'm a bit of a cum slut. I prefer to think of myself as a cum connoisseur. But, I mean, if you're gonna say such mean things about me, I could stop. I didn't think so. So, I think we've got two options for what we do next. Either you get me close, and then we try and come together when you fuck me. Or you can fuck me and come, and then make me come. Which sounds better to you? All right. First step is to get your head between my thighs. Yeah. Okay, I suppose getting my jeans off comes first. It's always so much more awkward when I'm in a hurry. Okay. How's that? I wasn't wearing a bra, but I am wearing panties. How about you be the one to pull them off? No, come on. I know it's your first time, but that's no reason to be boring. Don't use your hands. Use your teeth to take my panties off. That's a good boy. Now get in there. You're such a little tease. Be a good boy and get to work. Just do what seems right, and then I'll tell you what to change. Fuck. It's been too long since anyone else has touched me. I try being a little smoother, not so rough. Good job finding my clit so fast, though. Two thumbs up. Lots of people really do struggle bust with that one. That's it. Fuck. All right, stop. No, that was great. But we were gonna come together, remember? All right, just let me put the condom on. Okay. I am gonna lie back. And just slowly push in when you're ready. That's it. How's that feel? Oh, no, just start thrusting. A bit faster. Yeah. Oh, much better. Fuck. Faster, baby. I'm like on my clit. I like this, Ralph. Are you close? Yeah, good. Me too. I'm gonna come, okay? Fuck. Come with me, baby. Oh, yeah. Come with me. Come on. Don't worry about it. Just go on. Man, I needed that. Yeah, you were great. You lasted much longer than most virgins on their first time. Yeah. But. I've got one more deal for you. Hey, I'd say they've worked out pretty well for you so far. Dinner. Saturday. I'll pay. Great. Now, come here. I want to cuddle. Oh. And just come here. Lay your head on my tiny little titties. And... I know it's pretty intense your first time. Shh, it's okay. Come on. You just had your dick in me. It's okay for us to be intimate now with a little cuddling. You just keep your head right there. Nestled between my boobs. Just kind of listen to my heartbeat, okay? It'll help you calm down. And so will my hand and your hair. Just gently patting it and stroking it. I bet you've never had this from a woman who wasn't your mama, huh? Just gently stroking your hair. There's so much more to physical pleasure than just cocks and vaginas. And if you're a really good boy, I'll show you all of that. But you did really good, it's okay. Now we're just relaxing. And if you want to take a little bit of a nap, that's okay too. I might follow suit. Though I do have to warn you, I will smack you to wake you up if you snore too much. You did perfect.